Ease of access to guns and arguments that spin out of control often contribute to Philadelphia's ongoing gun violence crisis. The city also lacks a fully staffed police department and up-to-date forensic labs, making it easier for crimes to go unsolved. WHYY's gun violence prevention reporter Sam Searles spoke to a mother who has spent years wondering who killed her son.
It was a beautiful night. No clouds in the sky whatsoever.
Crystal Arthur describes July 17th, the night her son, 28-year-old Christian Hamilton Arthur, was killed in South Philly. It's been 6 years, and the case is unsolved. Arthur said she was told by detectives that only 6 blocks of camera footage was available for review.
He said to me, "What you want me to do, knock on everybody's door and demand them to give it to me?" Yes, I do, because if it was a white case, you would have did it. You could have traced where that car came from if y'all really wanted to do it.
A multi-million dollar investment in physical and digital forensics, a 2024 budget item, could help solve cases like Christian's. At an emergency gun violence prevention meeting in July, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner criticized city spending.
"We just spent $250 million on police overtime, but somehow, in 5 years, nobody can find $150 million to build an absolutely state-of-the-art forensic unit."
Crystal Arthur spent the 6th anniversary of Christian's death in Philadelphia handing out food and clothing to those in need. Sam Searles, WHYY News.